There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, last hour we had a little bit of Healing Revolution with Dr. King talking about aging and longevity. What kind of world are we going to live in if we live long enough to live in it? Is it going to be the same as we've known for 40, 50 years, whatever you've been on this planet for, however many years? We're going to check in with Liam Sheff momentarily on that. Then we have an interesting guest whose mother was one of the victims of the Tylenol murders back in 1982. Are there things that are being hidden from us in complicitness with FBI, etc.? We'll get to that in a little while, but Liam Sheff, he's back, and he's talking energy, and I love the discussion and prepping the way of a different world whenever it hits. I mean, we're in the midst of it, of course. There's not like one stop and start moment, is there, Liam?
No. Well, there will be a big green light that goes on everywhere when the shift comes.
Okay.
And then we will all be raised to a higher consciousness.
The shift is on. It's happening.
Yeah, the shift is coming.
Yeah.
The shift is coming. We'll all have, you know, Robert, I get tired of these naysayers and doomsayers. We're all going to have Tesla power walls on our walls. The Xbox is going to be running on our solar energy.
Yeah.
And our food will be grown it will be genetically enhanced food that grows hydroponically. And everything will be fine.
And we will have those Star Trek-y things that just kind of, you press a button and they appear.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, when the shift comes,
yes,
and we let go of all the fear that's blocking us from achieving the shift. All right, I can't. All right, anyway.
Let me say it this way. May the shift be with you.
Yeah, we're up Shift's Creek.
There you go. What about Elon Musk and his batteries, Tesla batteries and such? I mean, while we can strip mine the planet, shouldn't we just do that and get all the cadmium and all
the
lithium?
Wait a second. No,
I don't. We've discussed this before.
So Elon Musk, who I like for being forward-thinking, et cetera, and who I don't like for being backward-thinking.
Yeah.
I don't like him for being backward-thinking because cars are backward-thinking. Cars are something, and I know that people, Americans, have trouble with this, but cars are something that happened for a moment in history, much like, you know, Madonna's singing career. At one point, it won't matter. It won't be anywhere. Nobody will think about it. And it wasn't much of a singing career. It was more performance art. So it won't be there. Cars will not really be there, except for the individual motor vehicles will be there for the very, very wealthy and for some emergency stuff for a while. But
can't we bring back the Stanley Steamer?
Isn't that for carpets? The internal...
No, the original, the steam engine.
The internal... Well, hold on. The internal combustion engine... Guess what what's the effectiveness of the... In terms of energy conversion of the internal combustion engine? For all that gasoline you put into it, how much power do you get out of 100% of the gas?
So you're asking me about efficiency.
Yeah.
Well, not being the mechanic, I'm going to guess it's below 50%.
It's below 50. It's probably below 25. And that's to run everything that your car does, including the air conditioning and your radio. So maybe you're getting 18 to 20-something percent of your gasoline that you're putting into your car. The rest is heat. You're losing it in heat. Diesel engines do about 30% better. Maybe they get 30 to 50%, depending. Maybe 35, 40%.
But yet it gets us so far on that pure gasoline.
Yeah, well, they're sucking a little more out of it because they have a different combustion process. They don't have one of those spark plugs, and they're not wasting as much. The diesel compresses it differently, and it's more effective. It also produces more soot. Speaking of soot, we're really out of the good gas. We're not importing the quality of crude that we used to get. The West Texas, I think it's called West Texas, or maybe it's East Texas, and the Brent crude. We're not getting the kind of stuff that we used to get. We're getting sticky stuff.
Liam, is that impacting also the diesel? Because I remember when I was in Jamaica, for instance, the diesel there was black as night, the soot coming out, and they said it was because it was a high sulfur containing diesel.
Yeah. Diesel engines can burn stuff with more sulfur in them, and the soot is a lot worse. They really are very polluting. You can fix that to some degree by putting in filters, by putting it, you know, by running the stuff through another, what was it called, distillation process, but then you have to add a lot more, you know, gas to cook the gas to get the gas.
So right, right. So inefficiency ultimately in the production, even though it may burn cleaner, as we see the diesels now, they claim clean diesel, right? But you're not seeing the same kind of soot levels in a lot of the diesels today, at least in the States.
No, but internal combustion engines are maybe the most expensive waste of gasoline ever perpetrated on the human species. We had so much gas, it didn't matter. Gas was so plentiful in the 1930s that it could sell for 5 cents a barrel. You know, it averages a dollar or two a barrel for a long time. It averaged $5, $10 a barrel for a long time. It's only recently that it's flirted with 70, 80, 90, 140. It's going to keep flirting with that, and it's going to stick at some point in the near future. Right now, the Saudis are bombing our market with oil because they just want to sell. There's some talk in the oil sector that they want to sell because they see the carbon fanatics coming their way. They want to sell oil while oil is saleable. They have a fair amount left. It's higher sulfur than it used to be. They're pumping more water out than they used to because they've been pumping so much water in. They're on the downslope. Matt Simmons used to say when Saudi Arabia peaks, the world peaks, and Saudi Arabia's peaked. Yeah. They've hit their plateau. They're on the bumpy way down. They're investing in fracking. What's the dirtiest form of fuel in the world? I think it's nuclear, but other people would say
coal.
Right. Everybody hates coal. Yeah. Coal is really, really a mess. It created the 19th century. It created, a lot of lung disease.
A lot of the plagues, where you had the black soot shutting out the sunlight, much less the mercury that was raining down from the combustion.
Oh, dear God. Coal is really, really poisonous. On the other hand, it's very energy efficient compared with today's oil. It's energy,
comparable?
Pound for pound oil is, the denser fuel. But in terms of what you pull out of the ground, we have to do a lot more with oil than we used to get it to be anything. Now, coal, you can still burn and make heat. It's still got an energy return of somewhere in the 70s or 80s compared with, for every barrel, essentially, of coal that we put in, we get 80, or bucket or ton, we get 80 back. For every barrel of oil that we put in, we used to get 100 back. At times, we got thousands back. Now we're getting about 11 to 19 back. So we're on a downslope. It doesn't mean that we're out of oil. It means that it's harder and harder to get, and so it's going to cost more. When that happens, industry, which is interlatticed, I got to get a part from over here to put it in the machine that I build over here to send to this country to, right?
Yeah, well, there is an interconnectedness and layering of energy for each segment of production or transport, shipping, et cetera. I don't mean to race you along, but I know we only have a couple of segments together today to figure out the solution. Again, the Tesla people, and we're not going back to Nikola Tesla, but the name of the Tesla battery, I mean, it really sounds cool. They'll put up a solar thing. You can charge your battery. You can go semi-off-grid. And I know I let the dirty cat out of the bag earlier, but I think it's important to kind of set the stage for what's wrong with that thought form or that belief system.
Well, okay, batteries aren't free. Batteries are made of lithium, which is a good energy store. It's, very expensive to refine and mine, and expensive means you use what? Oil to do it. You try running a diesel mining operation on solar. It's not going to happen. It'll never happen. It's not possible. You just don't have enough energy density from solar. So we're now all supposed to have solar, which is nice. It's a boutique market. It's growing. Germany's making it happen to some teens to 20% of their grid, which creates problems because it's intermittent and they're not quite sure how to handle it all, and it's very bloody expensive because you make it out of these silicon wafers, which are the same things more or less as you have in your computer, and you know how expensive your computer is. Your computer's not expensive for the plastic. It's expensive for the purified silicon wafers that are grown in ultra clean laboratories. Well, this is what we now make solar out of. People will come along and say that they, you know, will use a different kind of plastic, you know, and it gets 1% of the efficiency of the solar, which really only captures like 17% of the efficiency of the sun. And the solar radiation coming down on a meter of land isn't so strong anyway, so coal wins, except that it's deadly polluting. Then again, if we want to make lithium batteries, we have to go blow up Bolivia, one of the poorest countries on Earth, to get all their cadmium and screw them in the process, and, you know, somebody will write a folk song about it one day.
Well, isn't that basically the same kind of behavior that's been ongoing for these global corporations for, if not hundreds of years, certainly 150 years?
Yeah, that's us. I mean, that's what we do. So here's my solution. This isn't going to work out the way people think it is. And the question is, do we really entertain this industrial way of life as we've come to know it? Well, trains can certainly survive. Yeah, bring back the Stanley Steamer. You know, you can run that on diesel. You can, you could build, I guess, if you were crazy enough to do it, a giant solar collecting thing and charge solar trains. I wouldn't recommend it. I think the best way to use solar is, well, do I get another segment?
Oh, heck yeah. This is too fascinating to leave off. I mean, we've still got a couple of minutes before break, but, you know, I'm just looking at probably what they're thinking is while we have the oil and coal to burn, we'll strip mine the planet, get everything we out for all the battery technology, and then buy us a couple of decades or something.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Buy us a couple of decades. I mean, that's where everybody's pointing, because the most outrageous, prognostication or predictions for peak oil put it somewhere in the 30s, 2030s. Everybody else puts it now or 5 years ago. And we're on the bumpy plateau of prices being volatile, going up and down, everybody hanging on every little oil discovery. Oh, we found 9 billion barrels here. Oh, thank God. That's, you know, a year and a half's use for the United States alone and, you know, a few months' use for the world. That's what we're talking about. So there is a better use of solar and a better means of transportation, and I would like to introduce that to the audience.
Okay. Well, definitely. I love our discussions on this subject matter. I mean, I don't predict the date and time. I don't think you do either. You have these things, and you're doing a lot of research on this. But the inevitability of it is the people who are least affected by it are the people that are already living off the land, closer to home, understanding these concepts. And I don't know, you know, if you have a solar thing, maybe a passive thing to heat water, you could generate some things. I mean, there are some interesting things that can be done at this point in time to transition. I just want to teach, you know, my kids to be a little bit more energy independent and independent in terms of food production. So we'll continue our discussion with Liam Sheff after this. Remember, the Tylenol murders, revisiting them, some untold stories with one of those directly affected from 1982. After that, Liam Sheff is with us, and we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including directly to Liam Sheff, my good friend, author of Official Stories. Don't read that book. It's awesome. Don't read it. No, you won't be able to. Yeah, actually read it. It's a transformer of a book to help you see what really has happened before, how we got here, and that's what we're talking about now. Not only how we got here, but where are we going, Liam?
Yeah, well, you know, in a way, we're all going to Detroit. Detroit is the end of industrial civilization. That's what happens when you don't have the fuel to make it, or you're so greedy that you decide to pay people a lot less to do the work you were doing. But Detroit, as a microcosm of an industrial society, says that once you had as much, you essentially had free energy. I mean, Tesla, Nikola, is credited with the invention of free energy, which he didn't do. He invented the generator and the motor. And those were follow-up inventions that other people were. Anyway, you understand.
I know it's annoying when people are waiting for the Deus Ex Machina of Tesla coils that they can just drop into the ground and have that so-called free energy that's not polluting in any way, shape, or form.
Well, yeah, that's called sunshine, and even that's polluting a little bit. You know, it oxidizes. I mean, it causes skin problems. So it's an imperfect world, and people looking for utopias on Earth will always miss the point, and they'll drag a lot of other people with them looking for utopias on Earth who will miss the point. And I think the point is this. We're moving toward a low-energy society. It's going to be done kicking and screaming, you know, because we are we're Veruca Salt, you know, we're a fat, spoiled girl child, you know, who wants all of the stuff that daddy's always given us. We want all the candy and chocolate and food and whatever that we want, we get it. That's a character from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, I remember. But where's the taking the great joy in some of the simple pleasures of growing food, of gardening? I mean, there that's underrated as a joy.
It's a great joy. So industrial civilization gave us sugar, and what we need to go, you know, grow our fruit and vegetables, the sugar digests more slowly. But how do we get there? Everybody wants solar electric. I think solar electric is not quite a waste of time. I think it'll have some value. But the way it's being employed right now is with a little irrational exuberance. Now, I may have to eat my words in 10 years if, you know, we're getting 50% of our electricity from solar electric. Believe me, I'll be delighted. Mm-hmm. I'll feel sorry for Bolivia, which we will have totally destroyed, by the way, to get cadmium and anywhere else we're mining for lithium. But I'll be ecstatic that we're getting some of this stuff from solar. But then it breaks, and you got to go replace it. It breaks, you got to replace it. It breaks, you got to replace it. What about something that's, hey, what's that word, sustainable? Here's my offer. I didn't invent this. It's, I believe, I'm not politically conservative, but I'm biologically conservative.
Yes.
I believe that we should have things that we can do to do what we do without invoking the highest order of laboratory, efficiency done to the 10th decimal place. In other words, we should be growing hemp. Why? We could turn the cellulose into alcohol. We could turn the oil into oil that we can burn in a biodiesel. A biodiesel engine then can burn the oil that we get from hemp to turn a generator. Then we can have electricity. Pretty easy. We won't all have electricity in our houses, but we can have them on parts of blocks. We can have them in community centers in case the other stuff doesn't work. It's a very simple, straightforward idea that's been done for 150 years. It's nothing new. We can do this. Okay. 120, something like that.
So biological conservation is going to lead to political liberalism in terms of the growth of that plant.
Well, a hemp's got to become legal. Now, yeah. What's next? Instead of everybody getting excited about solar photovoltaics, what about the old-fashioned solar heating? You put a black glass, which anybody can make in any society. You may put black glass, and you put some piping beneath it. You have one pump where you gravity feed it, and you pump it up during the day. One little pump can supply all the hot water you need. Now, that hot water saves you from making gas or electric to heat it, and then you guess what you can do with that hot water. That hot water can get to 180 degrees Fahrenheit. That's pretty close to boiling. At that point, you can dump that into a vessel and heat it the rest of the 30 degrees that you need to create steam, to turn a turbine, to create electricity. You've just saved an incredible amount of energy making electricity by using sunlight. You didn't have to be very fancy and grow silica crystals. We can do this through the entire Sun Belt of the world.
You're talking about improving our energetic kung fu and something I call the law of economy, getting the most out of every drop, most out of every effort. And we are talking about that level of efficiency that's going to need to come into play here for future production. Liam Sheff, my good friend, it's always good to catch up with you in the research here. It's helping us look toward a different kind of future, but one where we're hopefully still empowered.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Robert. I'm writing my book, The Oil Alarm. Find me on Facebook. Please support independent journalism by buying a copy of Official Stories. Thank you very much.
All right. We go back to 1982 after this break with a story you've never heard in this way. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, What do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What started as a series of mysterious, unrelated deaths 48 hours ago has resulted in the biggest drug warning in U.S. history.
We're advising consumers, says the warning, not to use extra-strength Tylenol until a series of deaths in the Chicago area can be clarified.
When my mom died, she was 27. She had just given birth a few days before to my youngest brother. I clearly remembered like it was yesterday. I could still hear her breathing. I can still hear her trying to gasp for her breath. And then she just was shaking. We found out the next afternoon that she had been poisoned with cyanide.
Back in 1982, a strange series of deaths occurred, and it was related to the use of this extra-strength Tylenol. Now, we're no big fans of Tylenol here. We feel that Tylenol can kill you even if it's not tainted or contaminated. with other poisons, including what happened in the 1982 Tylenol murders cases. But right now we're joined by Michelle Rosen. You just heard a little clip from it. There's a video previewing where she wants to go with this and how this is a very personal story for her, not just a big media story that happened all those years ago in the early 80s. Michelle Rosen, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you for having me, Robert.
I remember I was in high school at the time the Tylenol murders case happened, and everybody was very concerned about, oh my gosh, do we have, you know, people were throwing out their Tylenol, and this was years before I even knew anything about the dangers of Tylenol on its own. But my goodness, can you give us a little bit more of the backstory of what happened here and why you are so passionate about this?
Well, sure. September 29th, 1982, Chicago and suburbs. Seven people died after being poisoned to death with the extra-strength Tylenol, and it was loaded with cyanide that was 10,000 times the lethal dose of cyanide. It was the first act of terrorism through any consumable product, so naturally the Chicago area and nation went into a fear-induced frenzy, and the media exposure hadn't seen anything like this and hadn't covered anything so big since the JFK assassination. This was new. This was huge.
It was huge. How old were you at the time?
I was 8.
You were only 8? Oh, my goodness. And
yeah.
Your mother was one of the victims. That's just stunning to me to learn this.
Yeah, it is. I'll tell you that story, but I just want to know, and everyone to know, this isn't just for my mom. This is about, you know, what I saw and what I witnessed is enough to trigger what I'm doing here. But,
sure.
But just so you know, I mean, everyone... You know, no human should be disposable commodities, no matter who's mom or who's dad or neighbor or coworker. So it was a Wednesday afternoon. My dad had just picked me up from school. We came home and walked in the door from third grade and to see my mom, you know, going into these heavy breathing, odd, you know, convulsion sort of style event that was happening in the kitchen. And my dad just asked me to go upstairs. I didn't see the rest of it, but she did go into convulsions and hit the floor. Next I know, there's a gurney. Nobody knew why, and she had just given birth 6 days before to my youngest brother.
Wow.
So she had just come home from the hospital the day before. So it was just assumed this was a brain aneurysm, something from giving childbirth. All of the deaths were written off as a heart attack or brain aneurysm or, you know, something, because nobody would be looking at the town hall or thinking that an adverse reaction, even with or without, you know, the cyanide part of it, would be a part of it. So a lot of confusion in the beginning, but by the next afternoon, everyone knew exactly how it was going on, and we had these seven victims, 8 bottles of tainted town hall.
Right. Now, this becomes a major investigation, like a manhunt, if you will. Who was behind this? Were there multiple parties? Johnson & Johnson, the manufacturer of Tylenol. This is something that I don't know a lot of people realize, that the investigation was somewhat stymied by, and I'm not sure where from, but you might have insight into this.
Well, because this had never happened before, let's just take, you know, ignorance and incompetence as being, you know, the original, not thinking that it already had a mindset, which I believe it did. But if you look at it as a frenzy, hysteria, people checking themselves in, you know, thinking they've been poisoned, all the crazy that was going on, you just see that things could possibly be overlooked. But unfortunately, FBI had zero jurisdiction in the case. Because product tampering was a misdemeanor at the time, it had never happened. There was no reason that it would be a federal crime. So FBI did not have jurisdiction, yet they came in day one of the investigation and took it over. Unfortunately for the evidence, and unfortunately for the victims, their families, and anybody else in any purchasing of the product, anybody, any sort of customer at all, they turned over, they collected all the evidence of tainted bottles, they collected all the things coming off of the store shelves, and they turned it over to Johnson & Johnson, the makers of Tylenol.
Right.
When in the world Did you ever hear of that happening?
That seems to me a stunning lack of insight into how investigations should run. Why do you give the bottles to the manufacturer to test and analyze? Because there could be some culpability of what happened within the manufacturing facility, the distribution facility, anywhere along the chain before it hit the market. And it seems to me that the FBI would be smarter than that. Are you suspecting, if you will, some internal play to maybe remove the tarnish from J&J in this case, that they had any responsibility at all with the Tylenol murders?
Well, I'd love to say that, because I have found, a web of connections and friendships and things like that throughout the FDA and the FBI. But let's just pretend. Let's pretend there isn't one. You could say that Johnson & Johnson was trying to be the do-gooders. You know, they're listed here as the gold standard of crisis management on purpose. You know, this is a great thing. They love this title. And if you looked at it as they recalled all this, they pulled all of these, they're going to test it all. Don't worry, America. We're going to save you. If you look at it that way, it does sound believable.
Mm-hmm.
But in our findings, we found the perfect friendships. We found the perfect scenario that this was an actual planned working hand in hand collaboration, FBI, FDA, Johnson & Johnson.
Wow. This is not surprising to me now, but at the time it probably would have been shocking to see how much of a relationship that the large corporations like Big Pharma, we've talked about for years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, would have with the regulators and or even the investigators on the federal level. So it's not shocking anymore, but still going back in my memory banks to what was going on then, if I had learned this, I mean, it would have been horrific. It would have been beyond a black eye to J&J, much less the regulators, if this were to be revealed. So 30 some odd years later now we are. How is this possible that it might be finally coming out? What have you uncovered, and are you able to reveal it further in this documentary video that you're putting together? By the way, we're talking with Michelle Rosen, and TylenolMurders.com is the link. It's linked up in the show notes today at RobertScottBell.com. So have you uncovered some things that may cause an opening of the investigation, or is an actual opening of the investigation something that could suppress the information even further?
Yes. 600 pages of a book, The Tylenol Mafia, Marketing, Murder, and Johnson & Johnson, was well underway in 2009 when they reactivated the case. The case was reactivated. I had just, the media frenzy started again, and I had come across a website that was made by a former Johnson & Johnson whistleblower. He worked for them. He had figured this out. He had seen the whole inside, and his name was Scott Bartz. He's writing this book, The Tylenol Mafia. I started reading what he had to offer, and having that personal experience that I had, he didn't have my view, and I didn't have his view. But together, when I said, oh, yeah, you know, this is what happened to our family, or this is what happened, he's telling me how this could be. I'm talking about our case specifically, my mom's case specifically, and uncovered an actual smoking gun to the whole thing, that this is a crime from within. These murders, these chantings happened within the distribution chain, which was completely ignored by the media. But if anybody saw that chain, they would understand that this had to have happened then. My mom's death, the distribution channel, the lot numbers, everything had added up that she had actually received her tainted capsules from the hospital that she had just given birth to at 6 days before. Well, no madman could break into a hospital pharmacy. They could only go to store to store, which is the whole point of making the lone madman going store to store.
That was sold to the public. I remember that. So you're indicating that it likely would have come from a hospital, which means private distribution channels that never reached the open market where someone would have access to it.
Yes, my mom actually had a bottle of regular strength Tylenol. There was no regular strength victims, and no regular strength was recalled. So it appeared that they knew exactly where it came from. She had 5 out of her 8 capsules were tainted, that were of extra strength capsules that were within a regular strength bottle, And the explanation that I have found in my findings of research with Scott was that that was the unit dose package that every mother that is leaving the hospital leaves with. Takes two of them, opens the blister pack, takes two of them, puts the other six into the bottle. She dies. They come, take the bottle, and see there's extra strength in this regular strength bottle.
Okay.
That was never announced. That was never, that was the part. And that's what just, I keep thinking about this from a perspective. Of course, it was mentioned that she had regular strength bottle with extra strength within. But if you looked into that, and you know the lot numbers, and you know, why didn't you recall any regular strength? I didn't know that, you know, Mad Men were just picking lot numbers and
sure.
and doing that sort of thing. It made sense. That
Michelle, we got about a minute before we got to take our first break here, but I want to hold you over to wrap this up because there's a lot more to go through, and we may have to talk to you again. But do you feel like the cover-up in this way, and I do believe that's what I'm hearing here, was to protect J&J from wrongful death lawsuits, for instance? Were you able to, as a family, your dad, sue J&J over this issue, or was there nowhere to go, nowhere to turn?
We could sue. They settled. It took 9 years of court. Anybody, I was a minor at the time, so I can speak about it, but anybody who signed the dotted line from our beloved Johnson & Johnson could never speak about the money that you received and ever tell. Media likes to say that we received $40 million. I received $96,000 when I turned 18 from this. It took 9 years and settling out of court with a lot of threats of saying, sign. We never even got it to trial. So, unfortunately, if it did go to trial, there could have been something. But I don't care about the money part. I don't want one penny from them. But
sure.
I do want...
Michelle, you know what? We got to take a break. Stick around with me.
Okay.
We're going to uncover some more of this with her, Michelle Rosen, TylenolMurders.com. It's linked up. We're going to find out how we can help get this message out there. Stick around. We've got a little bit more to go, but very important after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Scott Bell Show.
If ever there were a rest of a story of intrigue, I mean, this would make a movie, much less a television miniseries about the things that are maybe being covered up here. Going back to the Tylenol murders of 1982 with the extra strength Tylenol, we're talking with Michelle Rosen. She was 8 when her mother died. She was one of the victims here. And there's so much more to do that we can ever cover in a lot of shows together, Michelle. I want to get a sense of what your project is here, because you've talked about a book, The Tylenol Mafia, but you're actually putting out a video now, like a documentary film, that you need help getting this out there. I think this is very important.
Yes, after the Tylenol Mafia marketing murder and Johnson & Johnson set, it was out released in September 2011. It did well. There was a lot of interest there. But it's a huge commitment. It's 600 pages. It is an insane web of corruption. This story is so deep, we can literally talk every single day. I can be on your show, seriously, for the next 2 years, every day, with a new point of interest, a new something wrong here, and it still wouldn't get boring. We still wouldn't be done. Well, a documentary is 2 hours, I'm assuming that, you know, 93 minutes or however long it could be. And I thought that would be the best way, instead of having somebody have to go in and through and see. I was thinking more of a documentary that's more reenactment style with a lot of screenplay. Get the people, everyday people who aren't bored by documentaries or are bored by documentaries to be able to watch this in more of a movie style. I've uncovered a lot. Scott uncovered so much together. It's just moving. The case is still sitting on hold, and I think after all this time, it's time. Let this be viewed by the public. So I did this Kickstarter campaign called The Tylenol Murders. I've got it on Tylenol Murders Kickstarter.com is my website, but I started this Kickstarter campaign. I have a month to raise $75,000 to make it. It'll be about $125,000 to do the documentary in the light that it deserves, and I say that. So go on and look at it, see if you're interested. Pledges as little as a dollar are always welcome. I need to get every dollar that I can to see this thing go through, and hopefully, you know, by the end of next year. It's been a long time coming, and I really hope if I can't get the documents unsealed, which I still work every day on doing,
mm-hmm.
These are all sealed from the public. The public cannot see these.
Right.
I'm going to hope that enough people could see Kickstarter, promote the documentary, get the documentary out of there, and maybe we'll have a society that's going to start demanding, besides for me, you know, demanding that the public see these documents. And let's find out what really happened.
What really happened, indeed. Michelle, have you been able to reach out to any of the other families that were impacted by this, just like you were?
Yes. Very few, or I should say several, but nobody wants to talk about it besides from me. I mean, they're tired of the media circus. It really is. Unabomber is mm-hmm. who they, you know, accused just recently in 2011. They're always putting out some new scapegoat just to keep it active and make, you know, the public just think that they're actually doing something for DNA or whatever it is all these years later. All the family members, including my own, you know, I am one of six children, and I am the only one that speaks out. So, and that's okay. I said, hey guys, just leave it up to me. You don't need a whole ton of voices here. I know that media is scary, but it's something I have to do. It's not something I love, but the voice has to be there for us, for the victims, and for anybody, you know, who is in danger of the product, really.
Michelle, have you been contacted by anybody from Johnson & Johnson to try and curtail this investigation?
Oh, no. I don't see that happening. I see them ignoring me for as long as they possibly can. That's the corporate way, isn't it? Ignore them as long as you can. Now, I don't know what could happen after this. You know, once I can only be ignored for so long, I plan on launching this and going everywhere I can with a bullhorn, literally, to expose it. So we'll see what happens after this. But I hope not. I really hope not. I really just hope they would just sit back and finally say, because they could have done this 32 years ago and just said, this happened to distribution.
Come clean. And, yeah, stand up, take responsibility for it.
Yeah, the safety seals cannot save you. We've got these safety seals. It's not going to save you. Just say that and just paid the millions of dollars. Even, of course, again, it's not what I was interested in, but if they would have done that, I think we would have had a safer community.
Yeah. Michelle Rosen, God bless you. I appreciate you know, what you're doing here. Those of you who would like to support the Kickstarter to get this documentary film done, TylenolMurders.com. We'll talk with you more about it. I appreciate you filling some of the blanks. I know there's a lot more to do, but we're out of time here. Folks, take a look at this. We could clean up some more layers of corruption with this kind of info getting out there. Michelle, thank you so much. Remember, everybody, despite all of these things that we do talk about, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.